You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by my old friend, T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. Been a little bit of a quiet winter for the Rangers. John Daniels told me, look, we have prospects. You know, I could have made deals. I made proposals, including prospects. But I just wonder if there's a reluctance to trade some of these best kids for us, for our veteran, at a time when you really don't know what you're going to get out of Prince Field, or maybe you don't know what you're going to get out of Q. What do you think John's attitude has been in terms of shaping the club for 2015?
Well, Rich, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, I just throw out David Price. If you've traded two or three prospects for a guy like David Price, you end up getting a great starting pitcher. But if Prince Fielder and Chu and Darvish and some of the other guys aren't ready to go in spring training, then you've wasted three prospects for a guy who'll be a free agent after this season. And I think that's the Rangers' philosophy right now, is they can't afford to give away prospects with a team that has so many question marks. Now, they're getting, you know, good reports in the winter on some of these guys and their rehab work, but I think you always get that in the winter. I think, you know, spring training is a more definitive barometer of where everybody stands. So I think that's why the Rangers are reluctant to make those big deals that, you know, you and John Daniels were talking about the other day. It's because you just don't know how much that will help your team if some of the other guys aren't back.
You know, maybe I oversell prospects. I'm sure a lot of people do. And last season exposed that there were some weaknesses at the top of the farm system, but they rush kids through. And out of that emerge Adore, Gallo, Alfaro, Jackson, Alex Gonzalez. Do you think that John is extremely excited about the talent that he has now that has been revealed in his system? Or how do you think he feels about it? And how do you feel about it?
Well, I know everybody feels really good about it, and I think it's the farm system is really getting loaded again. I mean, it's been a 2 or 3 year process while some of these young kids have had to climb through the system. But I think when you got one of the top power hitters in the minor leagues and Joey Gallo, one of the top catching prospects, and Jorge Alfaro, about 6 or 7 pitchers who could be pitching in the big leagues within the next year or so, and you know some of the other hitters that they have. I mean, this team has a lot of talent coming up through the system, and it's probably higher in the system than it has been in a while. So I think they definitely have reason to be excited about what's going on down there.
If John were to make a trade now, would it be for a backup catcher? Do you think he's still in the market for a bona fide number one? You wrote this week that Shields is not on the radar, even though the Rangers met with him. What do you think is John's reasonable shopping list right now?
Well, I think, if you look at some of the starting pitchers available on the free agent market, and I'm not talking about anybody in specific, but if you look at guys like Ryan Vogelsong and Chris Young and kind of that level of talent, I think, you know, they could be interested in one of those guys. I think they definitely have to get a catcher. Robinson Trino certainly could be their number one catcher, but they got to have a veteran to help him out. So I think those are their two biggest priorities. You know, they wouldn't mind a left-handed reliever if they could get one. And, you know, they may add another bat, a right-handed bat before it's all done. But I think right now the biggest thing is I think they really need to find that catcher.
T.R., it looks like the Angels and Mariners, you can argue with me here, they've separated themselves from the other three teams in the division. Do you think if Fielder's healthy, if Chu's healthy, if Darvish and Holland are healthy, the Rangers are capable of jumping in there and competing for a division championship, or is this just too much of a transition right now?
You got to remember, Prince Fielder's healthy, and at the top of his game, this is a guy who hit 45 home runs and driving 115 runs. You know, Chu's a guy who can score 100 runs and, you know, get on base 40% of the time. We all know what Darvish can do and Holland can do. I mean, if those guys have big years, I mean, this team is definitely a contender. I mean, at the top of their game, I know Robinson Cano is a great player. I know Nelson Cruz is a great player. But at the top of the game, Prince Fielder takes a backseat to nobody as far as an offensive power hitter. You know, is he ever going to be the guy he was in Milwaukee? You know, that may be a long shot, sure. But, you know, the Angels probably said the same thing about Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton if they're at the top of their game, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating spring training, not just to see how this group comes together, but the group that's after this group comes together, because it looks like a bright future for the Rangers. Anyway, TR, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.